Go with the money from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
A lot going on locally yesterday. Let's start with Fletcher, shall we?
Yeah, heck of a lot. Results season. So these are all half-yearly results. And yeah, there must have been some special significance about yesterday, Mike, because there was a heck of a lot of companies reporting. So we're going to pick the eyes out of it. Fletcher Building. Tough couple of years for Fletcher Building. But they've got a new CEO, they've got new board members, and now the investing community is waiting to see the results of this new leadership. Although I think we do acknowledge that change won't happen immediately. Result, bit of a mixed bag, Mike, and if you believe that the market price action discounts all the available information, the share price was down 30 cents, closing at $4.98, so 5.7% fall in the share price. This time last year, they had a half-year loss of $273 million. That included all those nasty write-downs. They've turned that around to an interim profit of $89 million. They've reintroduced the dividend. They get a tick for that, but I think expectations were a bit of a larger dividend than they have announced, and I think investors will be looking for an increase in that dividend in the second half. Look, they're getting rid of the problematic B&I unit. They've sold for Mica, but look, Mike, perhaps the remaining business is not firing quite as well as analysts would like. So there is an issue around sustainability of revenue, particularly concern over the impact of that slowing Australian property market's going to have on their division over there. But no further provisioning, that's good. So they haven't had to allow any more money for the convention centre. Good numbers from Concrete, they had an outage there as well. Question mark over what happens with capital from Formica. So it's a watching brief, but at the moment, probably the market just marginally disappointed yesterday.
Champagne at A2 though.
Yeah, no, couldn't help noticing actually, Mike, when I was in the US, they're advertising on US TV.
Really?
A2 Milk advertising on US TV, which I wouldn't have thought would come that cheaply, but obviously good potential for growth there. Record result, even in the face of potential slowdown in that, you know, and the consumptive behaviour of the consumer behaviour of the Chinese middle class. We're not seeing the A2 result, though. They're getting good growth elsewhere, even if they do see a slowdown in China. If you go back to that market voting mechanism, share price finished up $1.35 at $14.22, up 10.5%. That is a pretty significant move up. Happy A2 shareholders here. I think that's a record high too. Sales of infant milk formula, get this number, Mike, up 45.3%. That's not bad, is it?
That's
Gosh, if you could drive 45% growth through your business. Great growth in China and Australia. Earnings expected to come in at 200 mil. They came in at 218 mil. That's up over 50%. Comfortably beat expectations there. Revenue up over 41%. Look, they had to change that. There was an issue around labelling in China. They appear to have handled that pretty well. Outlook for the full financial year, probably broadly in line with the first half guidance. That's good. Investing more money into marketing, as I said, in US and China. Look, they're going to get some more competition. We know the big boys are going to come at them, like Nestle, but they're handling that at the moment. You got a new CEO there as well. Remember that she came under a bit of criticism?
Yes, she did.
Sold her shares. Should have gone to them, shouldn't she?
I would have thought so.
Spark,
was Spark's result usurped by the $19.99?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, everybody just wanted to know what Spark's bought was going to cost and how that was going to work. For the record, the share price down there, 13.5 cents. Profit diff, 5.6%. They got a reduced dividend from the Southern Cross Cable. They are disappointed they can't use Huawei for 5G. Yeah, $90.99 a month if you want Spark Sport, but you won't get the World Cup for that.
No, indeed. And Sky, and the reason they've got the World Cup is because Sky don't, and Sky are paying the price.
Yeah, tough few days for Sky. $1.93 that share price last week, close to $1.68 yesterday. Yeah, tough 6 month report too. Revenue down 8.4%, net profit down, subscriber numbers down, average revenue per user falling. New CEO coming in there, you've got a pretty tough
Jeez,
job ahead of
him. Why don't you just say turn out the lights? Now, what are the numbers?
I didn't say that. No. I said tough new job. There's always hope. There's always a light at the end of
yes,
the tunnel,
there is,
Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the? It's on channel 899. Now, what is the? What are the numbers?
25,901 on the Dow Jones, barely moved there, up about 10 points. 2781 on the S&P 500. Virtually no change there. And NASDAQ, 7494, up 8. So all pretty much unch in the US. FTSE 100, 7219, up 40. The Nikkei, 21431, up 128. Shanghai Composite up 5 yesterday, closing at 2761. The ASX 200, they lost 10 yesterday, closing at 6096. And on the local market, on the NZX 50, we gained 25 points, about 0.27%, closing at 9249. The NZ dollar closing in on 69 cents against the US, 0.6873. 0.9580 against the Aussie, 0.6074 euro, 0.5257 pounds, 76.08 yen. Gold up another $4 at $1,344.68. Brent crude up slightly, $66.90. Big day today, Mike. Tax Working Group.
Enjoy it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a good one. Andrew Kelleher, yep. JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.